AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. and Iran are both asserting that they control the Strait of Hormuz. The AP's Karen Chalmers reports on a weekend of attacks stretching across the wider Middle East.
The attacks that continued into Monday morning further threatened any diplomacy to end the war. The U.S. military's Central Command released footage of its strikes on Iran. It also said the strait was a vital pathway for global trade, claiming Iran doesn't control it. Iran's Revolutionary Guard has said the strait is Iranian territory, and they would not allow what they called a rogue child-killing army from the other side of the world to continue its illegal interference in it. Iran's military on Sunday released footage showing drones being launched in response to what it described as U.S. aggressions in the south of the country. Iran and the U.S. are nearly at the midway point of the 60-day period of an interim deal that was supposed to set up talks for a permanent end to the war. I'm Karen Chamas.
Senator Lindsey Graham, a close ally of President Trump, died on Saturday. The 71-year-old South Carolina Republican died after a tear in his aorta, according to a preliminary medical examiner. Graham had just returned from Ukraine, where he'd met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Graham was known for advocating a strong U.S. foreign policy. A former Spanish prime minister is facing criticism for saying that France's World Cup team, quote, does not have any French players. French and Spanish leaders have called his comment racist. Mariano Rajoy, a member of Spain's conservative Popular Party, made the comment in a column for Spanish outlet El Debate ahead of tomorrow's World Cup semifinal between the two countries. Oil prices jumped and world shares were mixed today. U.S. stock futures were also mixed. This is AP News. World Sailing is measuring the environmental impact of the sport's Olympic equipment for the first time. The AP's Julie Walker has more.
The governing body for sailing is looking at how the sport's Olympic class equipment is made, used, and discarded to eventually make changes that will reduce its environmental impact. The director of sustainability at World Sailing says this first of its kind life cycle assessment project will give the organization the evidence it needs to make smarter choices and shape the future of Olympic equipment. World Sailing is working with Marine Futures. The London-based sustainability consultancy is collecting data from boat builders about their production operations. It's also surveying athletes about their equipment use and travel. I'm Julie Walker.
New Zealand actor Sam Neill has died. The versatile actor was known for his role in Jurassic Park. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.